All brought to you by North Korean Cinema in Ames with the movie mom, Nell Minow. Nell, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. We've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about today, starting with a Cold War spy thriller based on a true story. It's called The Courier with Benedict Cumberbatch. And I didn't know anything about this story. In the early 1960s, the middle of the Cold War, one of the top Soviet officials decided he wanted to leak crucial documents about the Soviet nuclear arsenal to the West, and the CIA and MI6, that's the spy agency in the UK, picked a businessman. This is like a Hitchcock movie. They picked an ordinary businessman, and they said, we'd like you to go to Moscow and pick up a package for us. Mm. And it's about what happened then. It's a gripping spy story, and it's also about the personal relationship that developed between the two men and about what happened. I was very, very taken with it, and of course you do get a glimpse of the real guy at the end of the movie. So yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch and The Courier. It's only in theaters now, so maybe you want to wait for a couple weeks when it comes to streaming, and we'll talk about it again then, but I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, really intrigued me when I saw a little bit of the preview for that one. Another movie that I know you have for us, it's one that you better get your popcorn ready. 4 hours long?
Yeah, 4 hours long. Yeah, okay, a little bit of backstory on the Justice League movie. Zack Snyder, this was his dream project. He had done some of the earlier movies, and his wife was producing it. It was really a passion project for him, and then they experienced the worst tragedy that anybody can. Their daughter killed herself, and he left the film. The studio hired Joss Whedon to bring it down to 2 hours and, you know, put his own spin on it. And now, several years later, Zack Snyder says, I really want my vision to be realized. I really want to have it come out the way I did, which is 4 hours long. Now, he has a lot of slow motion. If they took out the slow motion, maybe it would be 3 hours long. But, of course, the Justice League is the DC Comics superheroes all getting together to fight some really, really bad guys. I have to say, as a fangirl who goes to Comic-Con, I was looking forward to it. It got a little long and slow for me. And I preferred, also starting today on Disney Plus, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which continues the saga of the Avengers. I thought it was extremely well done. Now, this is more than 4 hours, but it's 1 hour at a time. It's a TV series. So save yourself 3 hours and watch Falcon and Winter Soldier instead.
Nice. And next week is the big week.
It doesn't get any bigger than this. It's been over a year since we've had a movie this big. It is Godzilla versus Kong. I got to tell you right now, I'm Team Kong. I think we mammals have to stick together against the reptiles. Otherwise, it's going to be Jurassic Park all over again.
Oh,
but
true,
I'm
true.
I'm open to new things, and maybe I'll change my mind. I will tell you all about it next week.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Thanks, Nell.
Bye-bye.
All right, that is Nell Minow, the movie mom. Catch her every Friday at 8:30 here on The Morning Kickstart. All brought to you by North Grand Cinema in Ames. You can find her online at movie.